Okay.
Left off discussing the Sugim Sachim and Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis regarding Erev Tavshilin that ties in very directly with our Tosus and Daf Beis Mem Beis. There the Gemara discusses a very fundamental machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Chisda regarding an extreme case. Forget about Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara has a ofem yantif lachol. A person goes and does malach an yantif. You ask why you're doing so. The answer is because I need this for tonight, which is absolute chol. Clearly, that's also. How can a person do malach an yantif for chol? But Rabbi says a very great chiddush that in aloka, that there's no malchus daraisa. Why is no malchus daraisa? Why isn't that considered to be absolute chol yantif? Rabbi subscribes to the principle of holil. This is what Tosus is referring to. You're doing malacha, you're cooking on yantif. If guests were to go ahead and to come, ho v'eat v'yorach mechazleh, hashna mechazleh, you would go ahead and give them the food here and now. A very great chiddush. We will label that as meleches ochel nefesh. Even though clearly the why question, why are you doing so? I'm doing so for chol. Somehow Rabbi says that that's irrelevant. There's no malchus. We view that as meleches ochel nefesh. Well, in Rav Chisda, absolutely disagrees. How can you ignore that why question? If a person is cooking anyanta for yanta, we'll call that meleches ochel nefesh. He's cooking anyanta for chol. So if that's the case, then how can you argue that that's called ochel nefesh? And therefore, Rav Chisda maintains that ha'ofem yanta for chol Loka, Malkus Daraisa, so one nafkamina. Clearly, is there Malkus Daraisa? In that case of Ofem Yanta Fachol, Tosus immediately points out another nafkamina, and that would be as follows. Let's assume, for example, a person goes ahead and cooks on Yantif, but it's at the very end of Yantif, and there's no way that that food can be utilized on Yantif itself. He goes ahead and does Malach in Yantif, Samoch L'Chashecha, Samoch L'Chashecha. Well, according to Avraba, ho would not apply. Ho means we can label this as meleches ochel nefesh, b'med v'ram amurim, where all of this was done early enough in the day that you can utilize it on yantif. Okay, but if that cannot be the case, then certainly ho does not apply. Which means, for example, if somehow the basis of our doing melacha on a yantif to the next day, which is Shabbos, is based on ho'il, it must be done mibod yom. That's exactly what Tosus writes. Right here, Msachim and Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, Tosus and Shabbos, Daf Sadi Dalid. That's the opening Magen Avram in the Siman of Erev Tavshilin, Tavkuf Chavzayin. Even if you have an Erev Tavshilin, but realize if it's based on Rabbis Hoil, that means anything that's done has to be done Nibod Yom. Well, so the Gemara now goes the next day. How do you understand Yantif, which is on a Friday? We're doing Malacha on a Friday for Shabbos. How is that possible? So according to Rabbah, I understand it's based on Ho'il. But if Rav Chisda denies Ho'il, and Rav Chisda holds that that's not true, you cannot avoid that Kavanas HaGavra, and therefore, we don't subscribe to the principle of Ho'il. So how do you understand doing Malacha Aniyante for a Shabbos? Oh, so the Gemara answers a great Chiddush. Rav Chisda maintains Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantif. Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantif. Well, so therefore, Yantif falls out on a Friday. You're doing malacha for Shabbos. Why midaraisa? Is that okay? You know what the answer is? That's machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chisda. Obviously, that midaraisa, you do not need an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is a takana drabanan. We'll see the sugya of Tezvav Medbeis. Erev Tavshilin is a takana drabanan. The question is, why do you even need an Erev Tavshilin? Midaraisa, you're covered by Ho'il or Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantif. So the answer is going to be, Despite the fact that you're covered midaraisa, midrabanan, that really is not enough. And fascinating, when we see the sugyan at Tesvav Mebeis, there are different reasons for Erev Tavshilin. And you know what we're going to have to try to figure out? Are those reasons drabanan in any sense dependent on the reasons daraisa? That's a pretty heavy issue, no? Why is it that midaraisa you're allowed to do it? Rabban Rav Chisda? So when we get the sugyan Erev Tavshilin, why midrabanan, is that not enough? And is the relationship between the takan of Erev Tavshilin and why midaraisa, one is allowed to go ahead and to do malacha. So what exactly is this machlokas in Rabbah, in Rav Chisda? So this is a huge machlokas. Now, the Rabbah says, you know what, we ignore Kavanas HaGavra. I'm going to label this as melech esochon nefesh, and ignore what you're telling me that you're doing so because of chol. And Rav Chisda says you cannot ignore kavanas agava. If you're doing it for chol, there's malchus daraisa. What's another machlokes? Rav Chisda says tzarchei Shabbos nasa liyantiv. Why exactly is that true? You're allowed to do malacha and yantiv to Shabbos. Why is that true? So Rashi writes such a great kiddush because after all, Shabbos viyantiv chada kedushihi. Wow. Rashi writes because Rav Chisda is of the opinion that that's kedusha achas. Oh, so when we see the sugya on daf gimel and on daf dalid and on daf hey and on daf yud zayin, whether Shabbos yantiv is kedusha achas or shtei kedushas, we already know there's Rashi himsachim daf memvav. But Rashi writes, this is the basis of Rab and Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda maintains Shabbos Yantiv is Kedush Achas. If Shabbos and Yantiv is Kedush Achas, therefore I can do something from Yantiv to Shabbos. If Shabbos Yantiv Shtei Kedushos, I can't do something from Yantiv to Shabbos, and the justification has to be, I'm calling this the Tzorech Yantiv. How do you call it the Tzorech Yantiv? The answer is the Chiddush of Oil. So realize that this is a huge machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Chisda, Psachim and Daf Memvav. And how indeed would we paskin? That also is very, very unclear. Now, I mentioned yesterday there's a sigin based on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez. You're not allowed to go ahead and to invite a non-Jew to your home on Yantiv. Ein mizamnim es anachr. What exactly is the problem? You know what? That we're afraid that if you're having the non-Jewish family come, you know, you're going to go ahead and do malacha in excess. And you cannot go ahead and do meleches ocha nefesh for a non-Jew. Hu levado yeseh lachem, des lachem, lachem v'lo la'akum. So therefore, you know what? You cannot do malacha nyanta for a guy. So this is a gzeret rabbanan. You can't even invite, lest you go ahead and shemi yarbe bishvila. We're going to have to figure that out as well, because you know what the Gemara says in Beitz and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph? We discussed that a little bit, no? That Marba B'Shiurim is Mutter on Yantiv, no? Didn't we discuss that briefly? Marba B'Shiurim is Mutter. Once you're cooking on Yantiv, you can cook in excess. So that sounds very strange. That once you're doing Malacha, you can do it in excess, but don't invite a non-Jew to your home on Yantiv, because Shemiyar B'Shvilo. That Gemara seems to indicate, Beis HaChaf Aleph, that Shem Bishvilo is considered to be that which is Aser. So the Balamor is bothered by the following question. What about Ho'il? What about Ho'il, our sugya? Tosis Daf Beis, Psachim Daf Memvav. What about the principle of Ho'il? Ho'il means that, you know what, let's ignore the Kavanas Agava. I'm going to label this as Meleches Ocho Nefesh, even though I'm doing it for Shabbos. So let's assume, yes, my mindset is that I'm doing it because this non-Jewish family showed up and it's necessary to go ahead and to prepare more. But why not call this Meleches Ocho Nefesh? Why isn't this called Meleches Ocho Nefesh? What happened to Ho'il? So we'll have to see how to answer that question. What the Balamor answer is, that's a Rai Muchachas that we reject Ho'il. We do not assume like Rabbi Lahalacha. If there is a Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph that says, Ein Mezamnes Anachri, and that is a Gzeirah Drabanan, it can be a Gzeirah Drabanan, but it cannot be, ooh, Beis Adav Beis, Beis Adav Gimla, it cannot be a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. If Ho'el is true, it would be a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. Don't invite a guy, because you may go ahead and Yarbe Bishvilo, and even if Yarbe Bishvilo, you're covered midaraisa by Ho'el. So that would be a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. Oh, so that's the Balamor's dead raya, that we reject the view of Rabbi. And you know what the sheet of the Ramban is? We reject the view of Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda says Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantif, and Rashi says the basis of Rav Chisda is that Shabbos Yantif is Kedush Achas. And guess what? We're going to see the Gemara on Gim Timel, Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, Daf Yud Zayin. We hold Shabbos Yantif are Shtei Kedushas. Oh, so Ramban writes, if you hold the Shtei Kedushas, we reject the Shita of Rav Chisda. So realize that there's so much at stake in Rabbi and Rav Chisda. The issue of the Sugya Daf Chaf Aleph, the Sugya of Marbe Shurim and Daf Yud Zayin, the Sugya Kedush Achas and Shtei Kedushos. This is the machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. We're going to have to discuss it great, great, great length. It's very relevant for us because now all of a sudden, it sounds like out of the blue. Tosu says that Beis Mabeis, that you know what? Hachana Darab is a Dindaraisa. And if Achana Darab is a din daraisa, so what do you do this year? You're going ahead and doing malacha and hachana on Friday, which is Yom Tov for Shabbos. That should be forbidden. That should be forbidden. You're going to tell me Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin cannot be matir in Issa Daraisa. So if Achana Darab is an Issa Daraisa, so therefore, how do you do any malacha and any hachana on a Yom Tov for a Shabbos? So you know what Tosas answers? Poil. Of course, Hoil, no? That's exactly the Gemara. Imsachim, Adav Memvav. How do you do malach on a yantiv to a Shabbos? You know what the answer is? Hoil. So Tosas asked this incredible kasha. How in the world? The answer is Hoil. The answer is Hoil. Of course, the answer is Hoil. That's the Gemara. And then Tosas says the following. Afilu lididan. What exactly does that mean, afilu lididan? We saw two possibilities, the Chachma Shlomo and the Maram. Either afilu lididan, where Hoil is not applicable. Hoel is unapplicable. Wow, why not? Because Tosas seems to assume that Hoel means a reality that guests are going to go ahead and come. And Balia Tosas says that wasn't the Metzias in their time. You know, one could ask the question, that wasn't the Metzias. So how do you do anything on a Yom Tov to a Shabbos, no? The Gemara says it's because, you mean they didn't do anything in Yom Tov for Shabbos? They didn't have Hosu Gevev Tov Shilin? They didn't do that? We'll have to talk about that, no? But Tosas is Afila Didan. So the Chachma Shlomo writes, Afilu Didan means we, where Hoel is no longer relevant because we don't have guests that are coming. And you need that reality. Okay. Maram said the following, Afilu Didan means we don't paskin like Rabba. Ooh, like the Balamor. We don't paskin like Rabba. So if we don't paskin like Rabba, how do you go ahead and do anything from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos? So you know what I'm going to tell you? That's the Gemara Sachim, Adav Memvav. No? How do you do anything from Yom Tov to Shabbos? The answer is Hoel. And what if you don't hold up Hoel? You disagree with Rabba? You know what the answer is? Tzarchi Shabbos, not Sebi Yom Tov. So guess what? The answer should be simple, and that's not what Tosas says, no? Tosas all of a sudden says, I'm going to tell you a great Chiddush. That, you know what? This whole Hachana de Rabba means a Dabar Chodosh, as opposed to a Tikkun Ma'at, and therefore, Beis HaShanol is a Dabar Chodosh, and cooking our food is a tikkun ma'at. And then, you know what's so surprising? This is a Gemara Masechta Daf Mem Vav. How do you navigate? How do you maneuver? And there are two answers. One is Hoel, and one is Tzarchi Shabbos, Nasan V'yantiv. So Tosas says, how do you navigate? Well, one answer is Hoel, and if you don't hold a Hoel, the second answer is Tzarchi Shabbos, Nasan V'yantiv. It's a pella that Tosas doesn't refer you to the sugya. And Tosas does not answer what the Gemara says. How do you understand that indeed to be true? So obviously, no? Tosas is bothered by something else, not the kash of the Gemara. The kash of the Gemara, Psachim, I understand. And for that kash of the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. Tosas is raising a new question. Wow, what is that new question? How do you maneuver? How do you navigate from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos? Oh. So the Sugyam Sachan of Mevav is talking about the Isser Malacha. How do you do Malacha from a Yantiv to a Shabbos? You're cooking food on a Yantiv for a Shabbos. How is that possible? That's not Tosas' Kasha. Tosas' Kasha is not that, you know what, there's an Isser Malacha Daraisa, Kamlecha Zolosasa, and how do you do malacha from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos? That's Tosas' kasha. That's a Gemara, Sachin Daf Mem Vav. And there are two terus from that kasha. Tosas is asking something that is new, and that's the following. That, you know what? According to Rabba, forget about an Isser Malacha. There's something which is called Hachana de Rabba. Hachana de Rabba. Hachana de Rabba means that, you know what? That you cannot go ahead and take advantage of, let's say, Tosas Hashita. Anything where the Hachana was done inappropriately. If Hachana occurred from a Yantiv to a Shabbos, or a Shabbos to Yantiv, you know what? That posits an Issa. That posits an Issa Achila. And that's an Issa Daraisa. Even independent of Malacha, Vaharaya, a Beit Shalonda. Who did any Malacha? There was no malacha that was done. But something in which Yantif is making the Shabbos, or Shabbos is making the Yantif, you know what? That posits an Isser Achila. Ooh, that was the Ramban of the Mochamos, Psachim Adav. Tezvav, where the Ramban said, realize that there are two different elements. One issue is a person biyadayim, doing something on Shabbos Riyantiv. But Arsi Gevachana Deraba is afilu dimimela. That was the language of the Ramban, no? Hachana bideyadam and hachana mimela. Hachana mimela. That's Tosfos' kasha. That's Tosfos' kasha. That's a heavy kasha, no? I understand that doing malacha on a yantif for Shabbos, yeah, that's psalchim daf memba. But now you're going to tell me that you cannot go ahead and utilize, you cannot rely on ein Shabbos menchin yantif, ein yantif mechin the Shabbos. So that's Tosfos' new kasha from the perspective of not malacha, from the perspective of hachana d'rabba, hachana d'rabba. How do you navigate? How do you avoid hachana d'rabba? You're going to tell me, I really didn't do the malacha. I know you didn't do the malacha, no? But even if it's hachana memela, a beitza shenolda, one is not allowed to take advantage of, rely on, it posits nisra achila. Ein Shabbos mechina liyantiv. Ein yantiv mechina Shabbos. How do you rely on that? How do you get out of that question? That's why Tosfos doesn't cite the Gram Sachman Daf Mem Vav, because this is not the question of the Gram Sachman Daf Mem Vav. That question is from the point of view of the Isra Malacha, and our Tosfos is bothered by, right, Hachana D'Rabba. Hachana D'Rabba. Wow. Even the Hachana is considered to be Mela. Okay. That's the kasha of Tosfos. Wow. So Tosfos answers, Hoil, do you realize what a chiddush that is? No, it's not a chiddush. I'm quoting the Gemara. No. If you're dealing with an Isser Malacha, you're dealing with the Isser Malacha. So Rabbi says, Hoil, you're not allowed to do Malacha from a Shabbos to a Yantif, Yantif to a Shabbos. I understand. But you are allowed to do Malacha from a Yantif to a Yantif. You're allowed to do malacha. That's malacha selcha nefesh. So therefore, the Gemara says, how am I allowed to do malacha? Isn't this malacha from a yantiv to a Shabbos? Oh, the answer is hov. The answer is hov. No. You know what? The malacha is done early enough in the day. And objectively, this food can be used right here and now. And therefore, we're going to ignore kavanas hagavra. That's a very great chiddush. And we're going to label that as malacha selcha nefesh. Even though your intent is to do so litzarachol. Wow. Ha'ofa yantafachol in a loke. We ignore kavanas agavra. You know, that's a huge issue. You know, and that is, what is the status of kavanas agavra when it comes to dechias yisuri? Dechias yisuri. Well, A is doche B. How important is kavanas agavra? How important is kavanas agavra? Well, we're going to have to discuss that. I often quote the Beis Halev, you know, in Parsha Shmos, Perek Beis. You know? I'll update the case of the Beis Halev. You know what? You know what? Your wife is in labor. It's Shabbos. You know what? You're going to call a taxi to go take us to the hospital. You know what? We're so used to saying, you know what? Oh, Amir Lakum. Ooh, that's a sugya Beis Adav. No? Amir Lakum, Al Yedei Akum. Well, what about the following svar? What about the following svar? Ready for this? This is pretty heavy. Now, I'm calling the taxi. Do you have a Jewish driver? Why in the world should I ask for a Jewish driver? You know what? Isn't it better that the Jewish driver take us to the hospital? Birth, pikuach nefesh? Let's say he takes the next call. The next call's to the game, no? The next call to the restaurant, no? That'll be 100 malachas daraisa. If the Jew's driving me to the hospital, you know what? That's pikuach nefesh, which is docha Shabbos. So I'm going to insist on the Jewish, do you have a Jewish driver? Because far better the Jewish driver should take this call than take the next call. That's a fascinating deal in the Beis Halevi, no? The driver shows up and says, where do you want to go? He'll take me anywhere. It so happens, it's pikuach nefesh. But it had nothing at all to do with his mindset. He'd take me anywhere, and incidentally, it's pikuach nefesh. For a Jew who would never be mechalel Shabbos. And the only reason he's be mechalel Shabbos is because of pikuach nefesh. That's a mitzvah rabbah. No, here he'll take you anywhere you have to go. So is it really true? If he's taking me to the hospital, that's a mitzvah rabba. And if he's taking me to the restaurant across the hospital, that's 100, 1,000 malachos darais. Or could I argue, you know what? If the why question is irrelevant, so that's called pikuach nefesh. The pikuach nefesh has nothing at all to do with his asiyah samalacha. That's like a very heavy issue, no? That requires like marmakomos. That pikuach nefesh is doche isurim, doche shabbos. What is the role of kavanah sagav? What is the role of kavanah sagav? That's pretty heavy, no? I would tell you, this isn't exactly pikuach nefesh. It sounds a little similar. This isn't pikuach nefesh, this is ochel nefesh. But you know what? Ochel nefesh, what is the role of kavanah sagavra? What is the role of kavanah sagavra and ochel nefesh? Shabchistus says this incredible chiddush. Forget about kavanah sagavra. You're cooking food on yantiv, objectively, that is called ochel nefesh. That's called meleches hasuda. That's not called meleches avoda. It's not called a malacha of. We have a right to ignore kavanah sagavra. Okay, that's a very great chiddush. That's the chiddush of Hacham. Okay, good. What would you say about Hacham? What would you say? You're not allowed to do A for B. No. Whatever you use on Shabbos has to be, you know, designated for. Rashi, Tosas, designated for. You know what I'm going to tell you? When it comes to Hachana, let's ignore Kavanah Sagav. Let's ignore Kavanah Sagav when it comes to Hachana. You know what I will tell you? That's a chiddush nif, no? To ignore Kavanah Sagav when you're talking about a chetzer shamalacha, is this melechus ochel nefesh or is it not? So you know what Rabbah says? There are certain malachos that are called melechus ochel nefesh. Let me frame it this way. The Ramban writes, Vayikra Chav Gilon Parshas Emor, that the Torah only forbids on yantif melechus avoda. The Torah does not forbid meleches asuda. Cooking is called meleches asuda. So you know what? I could argue the Torah doesn't forbid meleches asuda. The Torah only bids meleches avoda. Plowing is meleches avoda. Cooking is not meleches avoda. The Torah does not forbid cooking. If the Torah doesn't forbid cooking, you know what I'm going to tell you? That regardless of the kavanah sagavra, this is not included in the cope is the scope of Malachas Yantif. Malachas Yantif is only Malachas Avoda. Ramban writes, Lafuke Malachas Asuda. So I understand Rabbi Shita, or Rabbi says, who cares about your Kavanah Sagava? Who cares why you're taking the walk? No? The bottom line is that that's not something that the Torah forbids. But you know what? When it comes to Hachana Daraba, that's a huge jump. That just as we're going to ignore Kavanah Sagav when it comes to defining whether something is called Meleches or Meleches Asuda, we are going to ignore Kavanah Sagav when it comes to Hachana, Hachana Daraba, Hachana Daraba. I would argue, you know what, maybe Hachana by essence, by definition, whether something is Muchan Lezeh or Muchan Lezeh, that's a function of Kavanah Sagav. The same object can be muktzah for you, not muktzah for you, based on the kavanah sagavra, the designation of. So you have to realize the chiddush that Tosus is suggesting, that you know what? Hoil can work when it comes to even hachana as well. It's true that, you know what, that ein yantif mechin the Shabbos, this is not called ein yantif mechin the Shabbos. Why not? Because of hoil. Because of hoil. Wow, that's a very, very great kiddush. Now you ready for this? This is perfectly l'shitase. Perfectly l'shitase. What's the problem of Hachana Daraba? What's the problem of Hachana Daraba? You know what Rashi Shita is that we saw all along? Anything that you use on Shabbos Yantav has to be min hamuchan, mi bod yom. You're using something on Yantif, it means it has to be a Muchan and Erev Yantif. You're using something on Shabbos, it has to be a Muchan and Erev Shabbos. Okay? So if you have a Hachana issue, because there's Hachana on Yantif for Shabbos, that's a problem. That's a problem. Can I solve the Hachana problem al Yedei Hoel? You know what I'm going to tell you? Yeah, exquisitely, no? That's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, no? Can you solve the hachana problem al yedei hoa? What does al yedei hoa mean? Al yedei hoa means the following. I'm not being mechin the yantif for Shabbos. I'm being mechin yantif the yantif. I'm being mechin the yantif yantif, which is, no? According to Rashi, which is in the Seder Raisa, no? And according to Tosfos, which is much of the chatil. No? Because that's Hachana Darabba. Malchokas Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Hachana Darabba is Muktzah. It's Shalom in Amuchan. If it's Shalom in Amuchan, you can solve that Al Yedei Ho'il. Ho'il means that, you know what? It's not for tomorrow, it's for today. You know what Rashi Shit is? Ein Yantif Mechin La'atzma. Ein Shabbos Mechin La'atzma. No? That doesn't work. That doesn't. You're going to solve a hachana problem al yedei hoil. But what's Tosfos Shita? Muktzah is not daraisa. The problem here is not that it's eino min amuchan. That's not the problem. The problem is ein Shabbos mechina yantiv, ein yantiv mechina Shabbos. If I can apply a principle of hoil and I can say, it's not A that is being mechin for B, but it's A being mechin for A. Hey, that's going to solve the hachana problem. The hachana problem does not require hachana mibol yom anchol, but hachana means you have to avoid. You have to avoid. No. A and B. You have to avoid yantif being mechin l'Shabbos. How in the world can you do that? Avoid yantif mechin. You know what the answer is? No, the hachana is not from today till tomorrow. It's from today to today based on hoel. That's Tosfos l'shitas. No? Rashi would never suggest that you can solve a hachana issue al yedei hoel. Hoel is not going to make it mibod yom. It's not going to make the hachana biyom chol. The most hoel is going to do is to say, you know what? Whatever is happening, biyadayim, memela, is happening today for today. Today for today, which is, according to Tosfos, mutter, and according to Rashi, is nisadaris. No? Ah, like the Tosfos and Avdali. When the hen lays the egg, that's an act of hachana. Laying it and using it today, that's good. Because Shabbos and Yantif, they can be mechin l'atzma. According to Rashi, absolutely not true. You have to assume me esmo gomram means me esmo legamre gomrala, no? Because if late is hachana, that egg should be forbidden midaraisa. The Gemara says that's not true. So that's exactly the Shita say. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos Shita. Wow. Okay. And now Tosfos is bothered. Afilu l'didan. And what if you cannot apply the principle of Hoel? Either Chachma Shlomo because Ein Lanu Orchim, or Maran because Less Lan Hoel. We don't subscribe to Hoel. So now what? Now what? We're stuck. How do you resolve that? We're stuck, no? No, you're not stuck. No, the Gram Sochem has a second teretz, no? Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yantif. Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yantif. Tosfos like ignores that, no? Ignores that. Well, why would Tosfos ignore the second teretz of the Gemara? You have a problem, right? And there are two answers. Satos is a problem, and there are two great answers, no? Hoel Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yantif. You know what Poshut Shantosis is? The following, that my question is not a question of Malacha. My question is a question of Hachana. And of the two answers of the Gemara, only Hoel will answer that question, and not Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yantif. The Gemara's teretz of Tzarchish is not going to answer my question. So Tosfos says, I have a problem. One answer is Hoel. But admittedly, the Gemara says, not everyone is going to agree to this. So you have to come up with another answer. Not, the Gemara has another answer. So you know what Tosfos is just assuming as the Dabar Pashut? That second answer of the Gemara is not going to solve the problem. Why exactly? Why isn't that Tekken Teres the Gemara going to say? You know what the answer is? You ready for this? That's perfectly l'shitase. That's perfectly l'shitase. And therefore, that's why Tzarchi Shabbos Masim Yantiv is not relevant. But Tosos and Beis, and Abeis and Abeis. What do I mean by perfectly l'shitase? Perfectly l'shitase. What's the problem of Hachana D'Rabba? It's not that you need a Hachana Mibyom, Mibyom, Yom Chol. You know what Hachana D'Rabba is? Ein Yantif Meichin L'Shabbos. Ein Yantif Meichin L'Shabbos. You know what that means? Ein Yantif Meichin L'Shabbos. That Shabbos and Yantif are so distinct that Ein Yantif Meichin L'Shabbos. Ein Shabbos Meichin Yantif. Can a Yantif be Meichin L'Atzmo? Yes. Can a Shabbos be Meichin L'Atzmo? Yes. But Ein Yantif Meichin L'Shabbos. How do you resolve that problem of Chana D'Rabba? How do you resolve the problem of Ein Yantiv Meichin L'Shabbos? You're having your Erev Toshilin. Hachana is being done from a Yantiv to a Shabbos. We know that Ein Shabbos Meichin Yantiv. How do you resolve that problem? You know, I'm a grace man and say, Gemara Psachin and Memvav. You know what the answer is? Sarkei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantiv. What in the world, no? Sarkei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantiv, according to Tosus, is absolutely incompatible with Hachana D'Rabba. Hachana D'Rabba is, there's no requirement of Hachana B'Yom. But Yantif cannot go ahead in any shape or form contribute to use on Shabbos. Yantif, Yantif, yes. Shabbos for Shabbos, yes. But you cannot cross. Yantif for Shabbos, no. Shabbos, Yantif, no. So how is it that we allow the answer to Sarkei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantif? Sarkei Shabbos and Yom is mamish kedusha achas. We view Shabbos and Yom Tov as seamless. As seamless. It's like one long day. It's like long day. Whatever can be done on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, can be done on Yom Tov for Shabbos. How does that work according to Tosus' Hagdar of Hachana D'Rabba? No? Ein Yom Tov Meichin L'Shabbos. How can you say the teretz to that problem in Yom Tov making the Shabbos is Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantiv? Oh, so Tosfos writes the book. You want to say, Hoil, that everything that you're doing on Yom Tov is for Yom Tov? That's great. That's not a violation of in Yom Tov making the Shabbos. That's Yom Tov be making the Yom Tov. Yom Tov be making the Atzmo. You're going to say the teretz is that Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantiv? To solve Hachana D'Rabba. Just like according to Rashi, you can't solve Hachana D'Rabba Ayyadei Hoil. According to Tosus, you can't solve Hachana D'Rabba Ayyadei Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantiv. That's pretty heavy, no? Ooh. It's worth coming to the yeshiva just for that, no? Whoa. Mamish, exactly the Shitasa. No? Exactly. Not even, this is it, no? Tosus says the problem of Hachana D'Rabba is Ein Yantiv Meichin L'Shabbos, and I'm going to solve that problem by Yidei Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantiv. How does that work? The Gemara suggested. Yeah, the Gemara suggested when you're talking about an Isser Malacha. I understand. But if you're talking about Hachana D'Rabba, Hachana D'Rabba is incompatible with Tzarchei Shabbos Nasan B'Yantiv, according to Tosus. Just like according to Rashi, that Hoil is not going to solve the problem of Hachana D'Rabba. And that's exactly the Tosus. The Tosus now is stuck. No? If you hold up Hoil, we're okay. But admittedly, not everyone agrees to Hoil. Either that's a problem for us, because in the Orchim, or admittedly, that not everyone agrees with Rabbi, even in principle. Less than Hoil. So you have to come on to something else. Wow, so this is a bombshell then, of Tosus. No? That you know what? I agree that Ein Yantif Meichin the Shabbos. You know what Meichin means? A Davar Chadash. Meichin is a Davar Chadash. Yeah, but if you're just talking about a Tikkun Ksas, that's not called Hachana. That's not called Hachana. So a Beitza Shenolda is called Hachana. But you know, taking something and preparing it, that's not called an act of Hachana. So all I have to avoid is the Malacha. You know, I have something that's whole, and I cut it up. That's mamasha yesh miayin. Panam chadoshes malokan.
I have to avoid a malacha.
So if cutting it up is a malacha of tochin, I have to avoid tochin. If cooking it is a malacha of mavashel, I have to avoid bishel. But achana, achana. It also says achana is only when it comes to that which is a debra chadash. And therefore, that's how I'm going to resolve the issue of achana. Wow, that's poshim shat, those are the chidush. Minatosus. And if you hold the second teretz of tosus, you know, it really minimizes the applications of achana derabba. It only applies when you're talking about that which is a dabra chadash. And that's exactly that Sefer HaChinuch and Reis Tariches that we saw, no? Where the Sefer HaChinuch writes, you should realize that even though achana derabba sounds so revolutionary, but you know what? The only time it's applicable is to a case of leida, because any other tikkun ksas is not considered to be within. Wow, that's a very, very great chiddush. If one would raise this issue according to Rashi Shita, that how does Erev Tavshilin work? What happened to the issue of Hachana? That something indeed has to be Muchan Mi Bon Yom? Well, obviously Rashi cannot give the teretz of Tosus of Oil. That's not going to fit, no? How is that going to solve the problem? Hovil. Hovil means it's not for tomorrow, it's for today. That's a problem. It's Shalom in Amuchan. Boshab Shab Rashi is going to have to assume, well, like the second Teretz of Tosus, that this is not considered to be Eino min Amuchan. The Chefts existed, you know. It was whole and now it's cut. Right? It was raw, now it's cooked. That's not considered to be the Sugya of Hachana Darabah. That's Boshab Shab Ben Rashi Shita. And therefore, it could very well be that the second Teretz of Tosus here on Daf Beis, just like the second Teretz of Tosus in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, when Tosus discusses is Leida considered act of Hachana, Rashi is going to have to disagree with the first approach of both Tosus, and no one assume as indeed the second. So therefore, this is critical. Now, the Schiddush that the Tosus mentions, and the Hemshech of Tosus, we also pointed out, absolutely she does. Now, about the resolution of the Yerida Saman, where Tosa says the Yisod is that Achana Rabba means Achana, which is Shalokadin. And you know what? The man could fall on Yantif as much as it wants, but the man cannot fall on Yantif, which is Samuch, no? Because after all, that would mean an inappropriate act of Achana itself. That's to go over. And all the lines of Tosa very, very carefully. Now, beautiful, it's pristine. How this is Tosus's Hagdara of the cases of Achana Darabba. Here now Rashi is bothered, the basement based by the father. The Gemara says, according to Rab, we're talking about a case of a Tarnagolas, which is Omenes Lachila. And the problem is one of Hachana. Oh, so that means that Shabbos and Yantav are back to back. Now you're talking about Yantav Shechal, Achara Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, Shabbos Balma. Yantav Bama Tishdari, that should be allowed. The Gemara says, a gzer. You're right. The Achana Darabba is only back to back. Otherwise, it's only a gzera Darabbanan. The Gemara immediately raises, do we make such a gzera Darabbanan? Is that really the case with me, Gazrinan? After all, Shochet is a Tarnagolas. And all of a sudden, you have Beitz and Gemuros. The Sugya we'll soon see. You have Beitz and Gemuros, Mutarim. What do you mean, Mutarim, no? Why not go ahead and he goes there? Why not be goes there in those cases? Now, you have Beitz and Gemuros, but you know what? That why not argue that, look, if it would be Beitz and Shonol, that's considered to be Usher, and here as well, the Gemara says, that's considered to be a Milsa de lo Shchiach. And a Milsa de lo Shchiach lo Gozer Beirabanu. And therefore, this case, Beitz and Gemuros, the Mei Imo, Milsa de lo Shchiach, and therefore it's not included in the Gzera. Rashi is bothered by something else. No? Rashi, the Masech of Atanya. It's only because it's a Mosod Lo Shchiach. And otherwise, we'd be good to go. Isn't there another condition for a Gzera as well? A Gzera has to be a Gzera Otu Adin Daraisa. Isn't this a Gzera the Gzera? That's Rashi's kasha, no? Rashi says, Mamish Vim Tomar. No? How be the Gzera the Gzera? Isn't this a case of a gzera the gzera? But may iman is a gzera drabanan atu misyaldim. And that itself is only a gzera drabanan atu yantif shachar shabbos. So really, you're going to go ahead and forbid all these cases. A beitza, b'mei imo, is a gzera of a beitza shenolda, and it's going to be aser on a typical day. of Shabbos Yantiv up to Yantiv Achra Shabbos? Isn't that the stages, the chain that we don't allow? Oh, so Rashi writes the following. Now, the Motzi Le'ukme Yantiv Achra Shabbos. In other words, forget about the Gzera the Gzera. What about the case of Yantiv Achra Shabbos? It's clear in Braisa that that's Mutter. That's Mutter. If it would be a case of Yantiv Achra Shabbos U'matzah Ba'beitzim Gemuras, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Why isn't that a Gzera? Gzera the Gzera. No, Gzera the Gzera. We're talking about a case of Yantiv Achra Shabbos. Even the Chihai Gavin is Mutter. That must be because a Melch Shiloshel goes to Rebanon. Because if you're talking about a regular time of Yantiv, what do you mean? That's a Gzera the Gzera, and in goes in Gzera the Gzera, and this is against the Rabbeinu Ephraim of the Rosh. No? The Rosh writes that you should realize that the Braisa, which says that it is Mutter, is only referring to Yantiv to Alma, but Enochinami. If it's a Yantiv Achar HaShabbos, it is Aser. It is Aser. Wow. Mamas against Rashi, no? Rashi writes the Braisa that says Mutter, it's Mutter Bechi HaGavne, even Yantiv Achar HaShabbos, because otherwise it would be the Gzera the Gzera. And Rabbeinu Ephraim writes that no, Bechi HaGavne, Yantiv Achar HaShabbos, it is Aser. When the Braisa says it's Mutter, it's talking about a Yantiv Ba'alma. Okay, but Rashi already tells us that realize, when you're talking about Gzeros, a Gzera I'm okay with, but not the Gzera the Gzera. Oh, and that's the Sugya and Daf Gimel as well. No? Why is it that the Beis HaShanot is considered to be Asura? Rav Yosef says, after all, it's a Gzera Dram Yishum Peros HaNoshrim. A Gzera than Peros HaNoshrim or Asur. You know, a pri happens to fall off of a tree. It's a Gzera the Bana because Shemiyalav Yitlosh. Shemiyalav Yitlosh. Okay. We'll see the Tosfos Gimel Amud Aleph. Ooh, right. That itself is a gzera. Peros HaNoshrim, because of a case of Shemiyah Levi Yitlosh. So to say the following, that you know what? A Beitz Shenolda is Asur Rabbanon Atu Peros. And Peros HaNoshrim is Asur because Shemiyah Levi Yitlosh. That also is a gzera the gzera, no? That also is a gzera, no, that the Gemara answers, no? Not true. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Kula chada gzera. Kula chada gzera. That's not a gzera the gzera. All of that was wrapped into the original gzera. All of that is enveloped by the original gzera. And the Gemara says the same thing according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, Beis HaShanot is also because of Mashkim Shezovu. Mashkim Shezev itself is a gzera. Is that a gzera the gzera? No. Kula chada gzera. Wow. So the Gemara tells us the following. Wow. Rashi. It's clear in the Gemara you can't have a gzera in Mosul Oshkiach. Good. Beis Mabeis. You cannot have Daf Gimel Amud Aleph a gzera the gzera. And therefore one has to argue that, you know what, that if it's a Mosul Oshkiach, there is no gzera. And if there is a gzera, it has to be kula chada gzeri. What exactly is the issue? Why is it such a problem? Ooh, so that's the Rashi. Beizim of Beizim Mastaba Tanya. Because you know what? There's a koach gzera. The Chachamim have a right to make gzeros and dinim drabam. How do you know that this is true? What exactly is the basis of the koach Chachamim? So fascinating. There are two different sukim and two different sugyas, two different parshios, two different dinim. Rashi refers you to the sugya of Amos and Daf Chaf Aleph. There, the theme of the sugya is Shnios Larayos. What right do the Chachamim have to forbid Shnios Larayos, which only is the Rabbanan? Oh, so the Gemara says, this is all based on a pasuk. The Torah tells me, V'yikru Yurches, Ushmartim es Mishmarti. Ushmartim es Mishmarti. And that means, Asu Mishmeres, the Mishmarti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, create a hedge around the Torah. And Rashi tells me, you know what that means? That means, Ushmartim es mishmarti v'lo mishmeres limishmeres. V'lo mishmeres limishmeres. Well, that's a sugya, right? Yivamus tav chafalef, the koach ha-gzera. You're familiar with another sugya now, Shabbos chafgimel. What right do you have to say a birchas ha-mitzvah ner Chanukah? Sivanu, Eichon Sivanu. The Gemara does not answer Shmartim es mishmarti. The Gemara answers Lo Sasa. Shalavicha v'yagedcha. In Essin alos hasin. That's not a steer at all. That opens up another world. We'll have to see this later in the Masechta. Differences between a takana as opposed to a gzera. Bear that in mind, no? Ner Chanukah is not a gzera. Ner Chanukah is a takana drabanan. Shnios Narayos is a gzera. You know what? There are two different parshios for the koach ha-gzera and the koach ha-takana. The koach ha-takana is lososa. The koach ha-gzera is a shmartim es mishmarti. And not for now. Maybe there are differences. Once you see that they're different psukim, is it true that the koach ha-takana is identical to the koach ha-gzera? We'll have to talk about that. Okay. So Rashi writes the following, Gzeros, Shmartim is Mishmarti, but Velo Mishmeres, the Mishmeres. And what exactly does this mean? Oh, the Torah indicates that, exactly what, how would you phrase it? How would you phrase it? No. Something about a Gzer the Gzer. The Chachamim did, they instituted Gzeros, but, not. The gzera, the gzera, not a gzera, the gzera. So, how precisely would you formulate? Huh? The chachamim did not. The chachamim do not. The chachamim do not institute gzeras, the gzeras. The chachamim did not institute a gzera, the gzera. Oh, or maybe I'll be tougher. No, the chachamim must not. They may not. They may not. No, the pasuk says, "Ushmartim es mishmarti." And that means v'lo mishmeres mishmeres. This isn't just like an observation, but this is a halacha. No, the chachamim must not; they are not permitted. Take a look at the Rashi. No, v'lo mishmeres mishmeres. You know, this is a critical Rashi in Shas. No, Rashi writes the following. No, that you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do this. Ein gozer gzer gzer does not just simply mean an observation. That, you know what, the Chachamim didn't feel it was necessary to. Rashi writes, "Lo mishmeres to mishmeres, shelo yasu gzera the gzera." The Chachamim may not institute a gzera the gzera. Wow, that's an important chiddush. Maybe one could have argued that, you know what, everyone has to exercise judgment. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? You know, we're going to make a prekarsha yisur, but A up to B up to C up to D. So maybe one can argue, you know, the Chachamim determined that it wasn't prudent, it wasn't necessary. You know, if you look, for example, the Tashbitz has a sefer, Zohar Harakia, right? If you look in the Hakdama to Shoresh Rishon, when he describes, and goes in Gzer Gzer, he just writes simply like, in the Dabrasov, almost indicating, you know, if you're going to start having Gzeros, the Gzeros, the Gzeros, the Gzeros, where do you stop? Where do you draw? That's true. But it's not just simply a matter of like, where do you stop? Rashi writes that, you know what? Shelo yasu. You don't have the right to do so. You don't have the right to do so. In order to say you don't have the right to do so, like, why not? What exactly is the counterbalance? What exactly is the concern? So what I would tell you, you know what the concern is? Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, the Tosus, the Rashba. You know what? There's an Isser about Osef. The Torah tells us that, you know what, that these are the mitzvahs of Torah. And don't you dare go ahead and add to. What exactly is considered to be a Hosafa? A Gzeira Takam, what is considered to be a Hosafa? Tosus is very bothered. There, Rosh Hashanah, and after Zayinu days, and we'll discuss this in the coming week, now, that we have so many tkios, and so few tkios are necessary, midaraisa. How do you jump from so few tkios to so many tkios? How do you do that? And Tosu says, that should be Nisra about Tosu. You have tkios to Miumad, tkios to Miyushav. Why isn't that considered to be an Issa daraisa of Baltosu? That's Tosu's discussion. And Tosus answers the following. You know what Baltosif implies? That you're altering, you're changing. You're changing the composition of a mitzvah. You know what? Tefillin, instead of four parshios, five parshios. Birchas Kohen, instead of three brachos, four brachos. But Tosus writes to yourself, if you're not changing, you're not introducing a new kol, All you're doing is repeating. Tosus. Asiyas mitzvah pamayim. Repetition. Repetition is not called batosu. You're not altering, you're not corrupting a mitzvah by repeating a mitzvah. So therefore, if the chachamim tell you, eat another kazayis, or be no telesro repeatedly, or blow many kolos, that's not considered to be that which is batosu. Important chiddush tosus. Take a look at the Rashba nasugya. The Rashi Ramaska Lama. And how is it that you have so many tkiyos? The Rashba writes the following. But what do you mean? The Torah empowers the Chachamim. The Torah empowers the Chachamim to make takanos. The Torah empowers the Chachamim to make zeros. When the Chachamim are doing their job and they are fulfilling that mandate of Asumishmeres Tamishmarati, that is not Baltosif. That is not, you're adding to the Torah. That's not adding to the Torah. Included in the Torah is the need to have Takanos and Zeros. Why is that considered to be in addition? Because it's not Mefurish Bekra. But the Torah empowers. The Torah empowers the Chachamim to make appropriate Zeros and Takanos. Well, by definition, by essence, when the Chachamim probably do something that's not considered to be Baltosif. That's an important chiddush of the Rashba. The Rashba adds a line that's not so simple, not so simple at all. The Rashba says, I'll bring you a raya. That when the Chachamim appropriately do so, that's not Baltosif. What's his raya? From the opposite. You know what? Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We're not till Kei B'Shofar. We're not till Kei B'Shofar. You know what the Rashba writes? Why isn't that an Issa D'Raisa Baltigra? The Torah says yes, and we say no. Why isn't that Baltigra? See what the Rashba writes? Oh, that's my raya. Just like it's not Baltigra when you don't blow shofar, when Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, it's not Baltosif when you blow additional tkolos. Because all of this is Kedas HaChachamim. Kedas HaChachamim. Wow, that's a pretty heavy Rashba, no? Just like it's not Baltigra when the Chachamim say no, it's not Baltosif when the Chachamim say yes. Ooh, and that's the heart of many, many. Take a look at the Beis HaLevi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Beis. I like what the Rashba says. If the Chachamim are empowered, it's not called Baltosif. But the Raya from Baltigra? What in the world is the Raya from Baltigra? Just like it's not Baltigra when I don't blow Shofar, Shabbos, it's not Baltosif when you blow many kolos. You know why it's not Baltigra when you don't blow Shofar? You know why? Because it's not Baltigra. That's not Baltigra. But what does this have to do with that lumdus? The Chachamim say no. Failing to blow Shofar is Baltigra. Maybe doing something in excess is Baltosif. Doing a mitzvah b'hosaf is Baltosif. You know what the parallel is? Doing a mitzvah b'geron. I offer a karban. I'm supposed to have 4 zrikos. I only do 1 zrika sadam. That's Baltigra. A person who fails to perform a mitzvah saseh, that's Baltigra? That's Baltigra? Really? You're not tokei b'shofar. You violate a lav daraisa Baltigra? Rabbi Roshita, a lav she'en mamais lokin alav. You're not tokei b'shofar. You get malchus daraisa for Baltigra? That's not Baltigra. I understand the Rashba. You know what? When the Chachamim say to do something, it's not Baltosif. But the Raya is, when the Chachamim say don't, it's not Baltigra. What kind of Raya is that? No. When the Chachamim say don't do something, that's not Baltigra. The Chachamim didn't say take a lulav with 3 meaning. The Chachamim didn't say put on your tefillin with 3 parshiyos. The Chachamim said don't is not considered to be Baltigra. That's something to think about. No. What exactly is the Rashba referring to? But the Rashba writes, you should realize that, you know what? The Chachamim say to do so, it's not Baltosif. The Chachamim say not to do so, it's not Baltigra. And the Rambam just adds the following, which I think is clear in the Rashba. I'll add one word. When the Chachamim appropriately tell you to do something, that's not Baltosif. When the Chachamim appropriately tell you not to do something, you know what? That's not Baltigra. Let's say, no, not appropriate. Let's say the Chachamim do something that's not right. That's that Rambam. Beis Tes Nochus Mamre. The Chachamim tell you, don't eat chicken and milk. Okay, I'm good with that. No? No, but the Chachamim say, V'hu osu min ha-Torah. Because lo sevashel di b'chalei v'imo includes b'sarov. You know what the Rambam writes? That's an issa d'araisa b'otosi. That's the Mefurish in Rambam. That's an issa d'araisa b'otosi. When the Chachamim are entitled to, and that's what they do, that's gevaldik. If the Chachamim overreach, that's an iser of Baltosi. That's the Rambam. No? Wow. What's an example of overreaching? You know what the Rambam writes? You convey that an iser darabanan is an iser daraisa. You know what? I would go a step further. What happens if you overreach? A gzera l'gzera. What happens if you overreach? A mosu doshchiach. What happens if you institute a gzera where the Torah doesn't give you the license to institute such a gzera? You know what I'll tell you? Oh, in those cases, that according to the Rambam, a furish is considered to be an iser daraisa b'otosi. And Pasha Pshat Asher Rashi says that it's an iser to go ahead and to have a gzera the gzera, gzera the gzera. So now I'll have to see the Hagdara. What is a gzera the gzera, and what is kulachad gzerini? Kulachad gzerini. And when you take a look at the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, no? That's very important. Where the Rambam writes that a lot of it has to do with how the gzera was instituted. Not necessarily the nature of the gzera in Lamdus, but simply how was it instituted? How was it instituted? Bizman Echad, in two different windows of time, different batei dinim. That's a critical Rambam in Lamdus of the gzera, the gzera. And then we'll see this, we'll pick up.